A girl talking with her grandma.
Grandma, I'm really looking forward to visiting the Salt and Bock Museum here in Grassau. Oh, wait! That building looks interesting, and I'm curious how it looks inside. We've been talking about salt and the salt works in Bad Reichenhall in school, but honestly, the only thing I know about this topic is that Bad Reichenhall is a place where salt can be found. I have no clue how it was brought to other places. Could you explain it to me?
The way salt was transported may sound simple, but it was in fact a highly complicated process. People drilled through tree trunks in a longitudinal direction and put them together to build an entire pipeline using iron bushings, hemp and putty.
And so the brine flowed through those pipelines? Was it possible to see them?
You are right. No, the pipelines were laid underground to protect them from adverse weather conditions.
Seems logical, but didn't the brine destroy the wooden pipelines?
No, it didn't. On the contrary, it even helped to conserve the wood, but nevertheless, transporting brine was still difficult. The pipelines lasted only for several decades, depending on their quality. More robust pipelines were built of cast iron to make them withstand hydraulic pressure. Because of the high cost and difficulties in transport, only a few were made of this material.
These pipelines were more stable than the other ones, weren't they?
That wasn't guaranteed. Often, they weren't sealed enough, and the pressure made them burst.
In conclusion, that means the brine was transported from the saltworks through the pipelines. But where to?
Yes, that's correct. In 1619, the first pipeline from Reichenhall to Traunstein was installed and extended to Rosenheim in 1810. In 1817, Berchtesgaden was connected to the Bavarian pipeline network. Rosenheim was chosen because of its proximity to forests and bogs that provided firewood and peat that could be used as fuels in the saltworks.
Wow, we are lucky that people have found an easier and cheaper way.
You can say that again. It's getting cold. Let's find out more inside the museum.
I'd love that, Grandma.